It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Jeff joining us at Splitsville here at Patriot Place ahead of Patriots Dolphins today with a 1 o'clock kick. You just heard a lot of Josh Gordon and also Tom Brady talking about Josh Gordon. My question would be for Josh Gordon, who is active today, Jeff, do we get him actually contributing, or is it a decoy like, I don't know, Rob Gronkowski in Super Bowl 46? Something well, along those lines.
I mean, at this point, even a decoy would be a welcomed addition to an offense that...
He might be active, right?
Yeah,
it could be.
Shoot, even if he plays, 12 snaps, 15 snaps? I think the best case scenario, realistically, some crazy stuff could happen. Some guys could get hurt, whatever. The guy's a freak athlete. I mean, he could pop off. But realistically, the best case scenario is the guy takes like a 6-yard slant, breaks a tackle, and gains like 45 yards. I mean, makes one of those pop plays, especially early in the game, that forces the defense to sort of be honest and not roll so many guys toward Gronk. But, I mean, how much, like, his first week of practice, he didn't do anything. He was on the conditioning field. He couldn't practice with the team because the hamstring wasn't right. So, I mean, the fact that he's even active this week shows that he at least progressed from nothing. They've done an extraordinary job, not that this, I guess, is too unique for the Patriots, but they've done an extraordinary job of really hiding what Gordon has done. Nobody's talking about him. I mean, it's crazy how much they have this unlocked. He's like this government secret weapon that the Patriots brought in, and I guess we'll sort of see.
And he speaks to no one when you guys are in there.
Yeah, they've cleared it with the league that he didn't have to speak to the media. I don't even think he has been in the locker room since he signed, at least during media access. Obviously, he's been in there other times, but they've completely hidden him. And you know, he's a unique case because this is a guy who is further into the drug policy than I think anybody in NFL history has ever been. So the team is able to handle him differently because there are different sort of rules for him. So, again, I mean, that's, we're getting too far down the rabbit hole with this.
No, we're not.
But from a football side, yeah, the Patriots are hiding him. And I think they want – how many people, honestly, I couldn't report it. Have you seen it anywhere? Anybody definitively said that Gordon was playing today until the active list came out?
No.
How rare is that?
Not definitively. No. There are a lot of people who are couching it. But not definitively, you're right.
So it's a really, really interesting case.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, you know, he's sort of the headliner, obviously, today, like what he does. I think sort of, for me, though, I think it might be more impactful to get Trey Flowers and Patrick Chung back.
Yeah, Flowers is huge. And it's kind of disconcerting to a degree that the Patriots' entire pass rush, for the most part, revolves around Trey Flowers being healthy and playing well. And he has. He's played for a game and a half a series. The guy has already produced more of a pass rush by, you know, the film stats that I compile than the rest of the team. So that's kind of a problem when a guy like that goes down and misses basically, you know, 7 7/8 of quarters of football so far. So that's you know, to get that guy back is massive. If you lose him again, I mean, again, it's got to be frustrating for the Patriots to know when a guy like Flowers goes down, you can't replace him. I mean, we're not talking about...
He's their best defensive player, and I don't think it's close.
Yeah, but he's not like... And I don't mean this because I think the world of Trey Flowers, I always have. But he's not Khalil Mack. So
no. When
you lose Trey Flowers and you can't pick up that slack, you know, what's going on here? Why hasn't Adrian Claiborne been as good as we thought he was going to be over the summer? Why is Dietrich Wise only playing 49% of the snaps? You know, I think you're going to see some different rotations in the front today. You've already seen the Keyonte Davis and Derek Rivers are inactive. So is Geno Grissom, you know, same position, mostly a special teamer. But you know, I thought there might even be more of a shakeup than that in the front.
Yeah.
But let's watch what the rotations look like in the game, because that area has to improve.
Okay, I'll tell you, the Derek Rivers healthy scratches here in September, three of the four now, mm-hmm. three of the four games, are sort of interesting. And today, you've got someone who was just brought in this week. John Simon is active, and Derek Rivers is not.
Yeah.
Now, what does that say about what the team thinks of Derek Rivers right now?
I don't think they think he's healthy, or as healthy as he should be, or not, I shouldn't say should be, but where they would ideally like him. I mean, he's 13-plus months off of the torn ACL, so still, I mean, is it unrealistic to ask him, a guy who's coming from Youngstown, was considered a raw product, had his entire rookie season wiped away, and all of a sudden you're throwing him to the wolves against NFL competition and NFL tackles with a knee that, you know, quite frankly, it's impossible for it to be 100% at this point. You know, I thought early, the first couple of games, him and Keyonte Davis are different players. Keyonte Davis can play inside. They're just different body types. And you were trying to protect yourself against a mobile quarterback that could roll out of the pocket, and you got the RPO stuff and all that jargon. But, you know, just different types of defensive concepts. But I think today, you know, you're probably just looking at getting back to fundamentals and simple stuff. And I mean, again, just keep it easy, because your front cannot get torched the way it has the last 2 days.
Well, speaking of the front, I want to ask you about this. You know, we now know Juwan Bentley on IR, and indications are that, you know, he's not going to be one of the two guys that can come back. We don't know what the injury is, but it seems like this could be for the year. What do the Patriots do at linebacker, Jeff? And do you think that this is a situation where they're out there actively looking and saying, we need to trade for some sort of veteran linebacker here, whether it's like, and I'm not saying Minnesota would do this, but, you know, an Anthony Barr type, or what's going on in Arizona with Deion Buchanan playing one snap last week in that game? What do you see at linebacker moving forward?
Buchanan's an interesting name. I mean, I thought over the offseason, now this has no chance of happening, Danny Trevathan would have been an interesting name to go after.
It's
always have liked him. He'd be perfect for this defense, but, you know, Chicago's playing well right now. That's not going to happen. I like the Buchanan idea. I mean, Barr, it's tough to point him out after the night he had on Thursday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right now I would put Dante Hightower right in the middle. You know, let him do what he does best. I think he's making a slow progression every week toward being the guy that he needs to be. I know people are frustrated with that and watching him, and he's not the same disruptive force that he has been in recent years and all that stuff. But, again, I think it's coming. But, you know, another thing is you're dropping the – and with Bentley, you know, you didn't want him to get burned in some of the zone assignments, so you were kind of being over-conservative. You know, don't drop the linebackers into that two-linebacker shell, you know, five more yards than they probably should have, because that's conducive to those crossing patterns. And when you allow those, you know, fast wide receivers, you're going to see a couple of them with the Dolphins today, with Albert Wilson, some of the running backs. You know, if you allow those guys to catch and run 3 yards after the line of scrimmage, they're going to pick up steam, and then you're going to run the risk of losing an edge. And teams are game planning for that. I think that is as much of a concern in the first 3 weeks of the season as anything. I mean, you're seeing offenses that really aren't known for being the smartest offenses in the league saying, I know how to isolate that linebacker with this running back, and they're doing, and you can watch it happen before the play, and they're this isn't just like the Chiefs and the Eagles anymore. This is everybody.
I agree.
This is something they have to stop.
And Miami's going to do it too, and they have guys who can fly.
All right, Jeff, appreciate your time. The book drops on Tuesday, If These Walls Could Talk.
That's right.
Jeff Howe, Scott Zolak, they're going to be going on a big book tour across all of New England, I hear.
Sounds like it's mostly across the North Shore, and neck of the woods.
I hear the Patriots are very popular on the North Shore.
A lot of North Shore locales from what we hear.
The book should do well up there.
And we didn't know how the book was going to. We alternated words. There's 80,000 of them. I started with the, Zoe would add a word, and then we just took it from there until the end. So
they've
pick it up. You'll see.
They've been writing this book together for 12 years. And it finally comes out on Tuesday.
Best 12 years of my life.
All right, Jeff Howe, The Athletic. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.